You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 405, covering week 11, March 10th to 16th, 2025. A set of patches with an initial implementation of the Nova driver for NVIDIA GPUs written in Rust has been proposed for inclusion in the Linux 6.15 kernel, which is expected to be released in late May. At the first stage, the Nova Core framework, which contains about 400 lines of code and implements a basic level of abstractions over the GSP firmware software interfaces, was transferred to the kernel. In addition to Nova Core, the patch includes some bindings necessary for the drivers to work with the firmware. At the next stage, the kernel plans to include the Nova-DRM, Direct Rendering Manager, driver for interaction with the GPU from user space, as well as the VFIO driver with the vGPU manager, which allows the use of NVIDIA virtual GPUs in virtualization systems. The Nova driver is designed for use with NVIDIA GPUs equipped with GSP firmware, which is used starting with the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2000 series based on the Turing microarchitecture. In such GPUs, initialization and control operations are implemented in the firmware and are performed by a separate GSP, GPU system processor, microcontroller. Nova is expected to replace the Nuvo driver for GPUs with GSP support in the long term. The project is being developed by Red Hat employees with the goal of getting rid of the complications inherent in the Nuvo DRM driver. Significant simplification is achieved by using ready-made handlers provided by the GSP firmware and dropping support for older GPUs. Nova will also solve architectural problems that require significant reworking of the codebase in Nuvo, such as problems with locks in the VMM-MMU code. In addition to Nova, drivers for Apple AGX GPU, DRM-Asahi, NVMe, RNVMe, and Android Binder are being developed in Rust for the Linux kernel. Cisco is developing the PuzzleFS file system for the Linux kernel in Rust. The QR code generator for the emergency stop screen, the RNull block device driver, replacement for null underscore BLK, and the AX88796B Rust driver for the PHY interface of the ASICS AX887XX Ethernet controller have already been accepted into the kernel. FreeBSD 13.5 release has been published, which will be the last in the FreeBSD 13.x branch. Updates for the FreeBSD 13.5 will be released until April 30th, 2026. In parallel, the FreeBSD 14 branch is being developed. The next release, 14.3, is scheduled for June 3rd, 2025. The first release of the FreeBSD 15 branch will be formed in December 2025. FreeBSD 13.5 installation images are generated for all the usual architectures. Additionally, builds have been prepared for virtualization systems QCOW2, VHD, VMDK, and RAW, and cloud environments Amazon EC2, Google Compute Engine, and Vagrant. Narasim Troglazov, 3D Eyes, has compiled fresh versions of the Firefox 136 browser for Haiku, as well as the LibreWolf 136 browser based on this branch and the Thunderbird 136 email client. In the early days of Mozilla, the Bzilla project was developing a port of the Mozilla suite for BOS. Since the suite was too bloated, the BOS community tried to create a lightweight version based on it, which resulted in the Firefox project, so it is fitting to return the project to Haiku users. Collabora has announced that a change has been adopted into the Mesa codebase that replaces the default OpenGL driver for NVIDIA GPUs starting with the Turing microarchitecture. The next release of Mesa 25.1 will replace the Nuvo NVC0 OpenGL driver for GPUs with the Collabora-developed Zinc OpenGL driver in conjunction with the NVKey Vulkan driver. The Zinc driver demonstrates higher performance in many tests and is not susceptible to the problems that Nuvo has when running on new NVIDIA GPUs. Zinc provides an implementation of OpenGL 4.6 on top of Vulkan, enabling hardware-accelerated OpenGL on devices that support the Vulkan API. Zinc's performance is close to that of native OpenGL implementations, allowing you to focus on providing high-quality Vulkan API support and implement OpenGL support on top of Vulkan instead of spending resources on maintaining separate OpenGL drivers. NVIDIA's Vulkan implementation is based on the NVKey driver, which supports Vulkan 1.4 for NVIDIA Turing, Ampere, Ada, and newer microarchitectures. CodeWeavers has released the Crossover 25.0 package based on Winecode and designed to run programs and games written for the Windows platform. CodeWeavers is one of the key participants in the Wine project, sponsors its development, and returns to the project all the innovations implemented for its commercial products. The source code of the open components of Crossover 25.0 can be downloaded from their webpage. GStreamer 1.26 has released a cross-platform set of components for creating a wide range of multimedia applications, from media players and audio-video file converters to VoIP applications and streaming systems. The GStreamer code is distributed under the LGPLv 2.1 license. At the API and ABI level, the new release is backward compatible with the 1.0 branch. Binary builds will soon be prepared for Android, iOS, macOS, and Windows. For Linux, they recommend you use packages from the distribution. The Open Source Initiative has formally endorsed the open source principles proposed by the United Nations to encourage collaboration and widespread adoption of open source code within UN entities and elsewhere. The principles were developed by Open Source United, a community organized by the UN Executive Board's Digital Network Program, and provide a framework for the use, development, and dissemination of open source code throughout the organization. John Seeger, Canonical's Vice President of Engineering and the Technical Lead for the Ubuntu Project, has unveiled an initiative to replace Ubuntu's system utilities with Rust-based ones. The initiative's first goal is to move Ubuntu 25.10 to using the UUtils toolkit by default instead of the GNU Core Utils suite. If the experiment is successful, UUtils will also be used by default in the Ubuntu 26.04 LTS branch. The replacement will affect more than 100 utilities included in Core Utils. Currently, UUtils utilities are already used by default in the Debian-based Apertis distribution, as well as in the independent Aran OS distribution. Last week's release of the UUtils Core Utils package successfully passes 507 tests from the GNU Core Utils benchmark test suite. 69 tests failed and 41 tests were skipped. In the coming weeks, work is also planned to begin on replacing the SU and sudo utilities in Ubuntu with the sudo-rs package. Of the projects under consideration, zlib-rs and ntpd-rs are also mentioned. To test replacing system components in Ubuntu, the Oxidizer project has been prepared, offering a command-line toolkit for managing system experiments related to replacing traditional utilities with alternatives written in Rust. Currently, Oxidizer offers experiments for switching to the default use of the UUtils Core Utils, UUtils Find Utils, UUtils Diff Utils, and sudo-rs packages. For example, to replace Core Utils and Find Utils in your system, it is enough to run the command sudo oxidizer enable --experiments Core Utils Find Utils, and to return to the original state, you use the command oxidizer disable. The Technical Committee of the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, part of the Linux Foundation, approved the adoption of the CozyStack project, which develops a platform for building private clouds and PaaS. The developers of CozyStack have begun the process of integration with the CNCF infrastructure. The CozyStack platform is distributed under Apache 2.0 license and allows you to build a cloud on your existing hardware for deploying cloud-native and open-source tools, manage Kubernetes clusters, database as a service, software as a service, and virtual machines based on KubeVirt. CozyStack also provides a ready-made stack for monitoring and alerting builds using Victoria Metrics, Victoria Logs, Grafana, and Alerta. CozyStack can be used to provide services managed by Kubernetes, build geo-distributed clusters, and organize the operation of databases deployed on separate equipment. The nonprofit organization Cloud Native Computing Foundation oversees cloud-native projects such as Kubernetes, etcd, Envoy, Prometheus, Cilium, Istio, K3S, and FluxCD. To obtain the status of a CNCF main project, a project must go through the sandbox, incubating, and graduated stages. CNCF sandbox is a kind of entry point for projects that want to join CNCF and become a part of it. The project's move to CNCF gives CozyStack users a guarantee that the platform will always be available under the Apache 2.0 license and will not suffer the fate of projects such as Mongo, Redis, Terraform, and Vault, whose licenses were changed to proprietary. In addition, the project's inclusion in CNCF, it will attract new developers and users and make the project's management more transparent. WebKit GTK 2.48.0, a port of the WebKit browser engine for the GTK platform, is out. WebKit GTK allows you to use all the capabilities of WebKit through a GNOME-oriented programming interface based on GObject and can be used to integrate web content processing tools into any application. From using a specialized HTML/CSS parser to creating full-featured web browsers. Among the well-known projects using WebKit GTK, there is GNOME Web, also called Epiphany. GTK 4.18 has been released. GTK 4 follows a development process that tries to provide application developers with a stable and supported API for several years that they can use without having to rework their applications every 6 months because of API changes in the next GTK branch. Among the most notable improvements in GTK 4.18 was an experimental backend that has been added that allows running GTK applications on Android smartphones. The ability to use OpenGL for rendering on the Android platform has been implemented, the backend for the X11 protocol has been deprecated, and is set to be discontinued in the GTK 5 branch. The deprecation is explained by the cessation of activity on the X11 protocol development and problems with maintainers. The backend is supported on a residual basis since the existing GTK and GNOME developers are focused on Wayland. Due to the stagnation in the backend development, it slows down the implementation of new features in GTK. Debian 12.10 distribution, a corrective release, has been generated, which includes accumulated package updates and fixes to the installer. The release includes 66 updates with fixes for stability issues and 43 updates with fixes for vulnerabilities. Among the changes in Debian 12.10, we note the update to the latest stable versions of the BUP, Intel Microcode, MariaDB, PostgreSQL 15, Spam Assassin, Systemd, and TZ data packages. The CANBoard and libnet-easytcp-perl packages, which remained unmaintained and had security issues, were removed, as well as the Looking Glass package, which was deemed unsuitable for a stable release. Additionally, it is worth noting that the Debian 13 Trixie branch has been moved to the first stage of freezing the package base. At the first stage of freezing, transitions, updating packages that require adjusting dependencies in other packages, which leads to temporary removal of packages from testing, have been stopped, and updating packages necessary for building has been stopped. Debian 13 is expected to be released in the second half of 2025. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.